Right then, let's go. Yeah, you can hear a little rustling and a adjusting. Anybody coming?
Where are you going?
Recycling centre. Oh, welcome to Ripon. So this is the another test of the earphones. So people just think I'm wearing earbuds, listening to music. I've got the Zoom in my pocket. I'm gonna walk down around to the car. It's a beautiful morning. Very limited on parking in this area. Oh god, the car's flipping yonks away, yes. Yonks away. Oh, but that's windy. The tiniest little breeze affect these. So I understand. Oh, there's a car with snow on here. But generally, all of these cars have been frozen, the windscreens and the roofs and the bonnets. The rear windscreens. Frozen. Oops. I suppose these microphones are so delicate. I'm carrying a huge bag of rubbish. It's like a long bin sack with handles on. I'm carrying it over my left shoulder here, so. See how much batteries are in the garage here. So right, point right into the DP. Morning.
£13.60.
All right, now just those thanks.
Okay, it's all good when they run out of batteries, isn't
it? I know.
499.
That's contactless. Alright, top. Thanks. See ya. Across the road. Car's all frozen, but fortunately we've got heated front and rear windscreens, as our American colleagues like to say, windshields. Oh. Oh, see your breath. Doesn't like the cold. Diesels don't like cold. Right, I'm going to stop you and I'm going to change the batteries. Oh, actually, no, I've got two bars. Oh, not good. Wrong one. I need new front wipers. Yes, I am going to change the batteries. Okay, see ya. Right then, back again. Hold on, put that back in my pocket. So, one thing I just noticed was that the volume is enhanced in my ears, albeit it's quite strange. You know, I've got these things in that look like earbuds. I can hear volume, but at the same time, it's... So if I take the right one out, the volume in real life to my ears is much quieter. So like from the radio and the car. Turn the temperature up. Right, got to find the recycling centre, which is... Plug my phone in right here. Okay. Postcode. Opening times. Okay. HG41TT. Oh. Now, this is the other problem with sat-nav in the car. It's too cold for it. So, what we could do is HG41TT. It's not very far. So let's just go Apple Maps. Because the sat nav in the car is cold and it won't activate. So it must have been cold outside here last night. HG41TT. 7 minutes away. Directions two here. Start. Ah, back on the main one. The main sat nav, the car sat nav, was just woken up. Let's just have this one.
Starting route HG41TT. Head north on North Street.
Now, this is going to be a bit precarious because where do you put your phone? Oh, HG. Let's use the... See if the car sat nav sort us out. Instead of Apple Maps on my phone. So it's 1 degree outside. Come on, heated windscreens. We need to get a new windscreen because over the years with stones and things hitting it, it's starting to miss lines in the windscreen. Okay. Plug my phone in. Activate the Bluetooth. Because I haven't exactly told everybody else in the house where I am. Send a text message to my wife.
Okay, what do you want to say to Sarah Hubbock?
I am taking the rubbish to the tip. It's only 8 minutes away.
Your message to Sarah Harbuck says, I'm taking the rubbish...
Yeah, just send it.
Okay, I'll send it.
There we go. Away. Seeing loads of motorhomes. Nope. Let's do this. Range Rover gonna chance his arm coming out. Yeah, he's not even looking at me. Beautiful new Range Rover. 14 plate. Those not in the know, that means it was registered in the early part of 2014, March. See, one of the kids has left a light on in the boot, just for a change. I really need the. Do you know something? The we have aero style wipers in this on the front of this car. And unless you go for a fairly decent brand, like Ford's own, any other brand is just rubbish. So we got some from, I think it's a car shop called Car World. It's like, it's Halfords' rival in this country. And their wipers, I paid 40 odd quid for a pair of wipers, and they're bloody awful. Rubbish, rubbish wipers. So... 40 quid isn't cheap, so I'll not be getting those again. Now I can see on the map that it's taken me a longer way. I could cut through two housing estates quite easily, and when I say cut through, I mean they are still main roads, but I'm going to drive the longer way just so I can warm the engine. So it's my birthday today, 27th of December. I did hope to be on the road by now. I had a bit of a crazy notion that I was going to go and do the... I'm not going to go down that the way that it says. I'm going to cut through here, actually. Because there's something I want to see, a route down by the river. Yeah, I wanted to go do the Yorkshire Three Peaks today. But... I think I'm going to have to get up at 5 because the start point's about, it's over an hour's drive away. Excuse me. is dangerous around this bend, driving into the sun as well. So we had a lot of rain here last night. Much of the country had snow. It's currently 2 degrees. That's lovely and crisp, but it's going to warm up today. Yeah, but still going to put me on the A61.
Leave the roundabout at the second exit and continue to follow the A61.
Okay, let's do that. But then I thought, no, let's just... I wanted to go to Rosebery Topping, just outside of Middlesbrough, which is about 45 minutes drive from here on the A19. But it's maybe... I've driven past it a few times. But I haven't excuse me, cold shiver down my spine. I haven't really identified it properly, and I think it might be a little bit much for Harry. I don't know. The Met Office, it's just popped on my phone, has issued a severe weather warning. Third exit. That looks like it's going wrong. Oh no, hang on a minute. No, it's not the third exit. Idiot. This exit. It's down by ATS.
Leave the roundabout at the third exit, then you will arrive at your destination on the left.
Household Waste Recycling Centre. There's ATS at had their oil change done. Where is it? I don't think. Oh, yeah, I'm going the right way. Well, there was a sign that was posted left up here, but it was after the. God, it's a round full of people. There's somebody coming out. Busy. Oh, she's waiting to go in there. That's all right. We can just go here, I'm sure. Let's do this. Going to be just waste for landfill. You got like
hot.
This is well, as you can see, there are bits of plastic like that in that one.
And it's all just packing in plastic. Uh-huh. Yeah, as long as it's not cardboard, metal, and or
no, no. And then just basically plastic bags. Brilliant. Metal. Busy town now, loads of cars here. Lots of little SUVs, Nissan Qashqai, Range Rover Sport, Land Rover Freelander, one over there that I can't. Lots of little, like little SUV things. So just chuck it on?
Oh, I
chuck
it in
there,
yeah.
So, okay, watch. It was compacting. Right, let's get the flock out of here. Oh, Suzuki SX4. That's what that little thing was. Right. Let's get out of here. It's freaking crazy. People just driving all over the blinking place. Let's go around town. Let's have a look around town just to warm the engine up a bit. 10:35, I hope to be away by now. So anyway, that's Wolseley Centre on the right and the canal on my left. The canal's all calm, there's some ducks, a guy walking, there's two dogs. The plastics in the car to heat up, otherwise you get that uncomfortable heat, don't you, when you, when the car engine gets hot and then you blast the heaters and it, you know, it's like you get too hot too quickly, don't you? But I always find that when the plastics are warmed up, you don't really get that. There's the beautiful Ripon Cathedral there, am I right? I'm going to turn right on this roadway and go up into the town centre. 10:36 now. Some snow there on the ground, obviously from a vehicle. I saw a couple of cars with snow on, actually. Okay, where do we go now? Can't go down there. There's the entrance to the cathedral on my right now. Lots of people there. Guy there with a big camera. Big DSLR. The deanery bar on the left and restaurant. Ooh. I feel hungry. I've had breakfast, I had some shreddies, but I'm hungry. The car feels a bit laborious this morning. I find that this car takes ages to... Bloody hell, matey boy. I don't want to cut the corner anymore. This car takes ages to warm up. Ages. So we've got a... There's the police museum on the right, which is shut until February or something. I'm now going into the St. Mary Gate car park, and we cut through this car park into the top car park and then into the marketplace. Not that you can hear. Oh, there's a car with snow on. Not that you can hear any ambient sounds, of course. Only in Yorkshire would you put a flipping speed bump on a really steep hill. Right, bit of clever driving here because we've got quite a long car. And this is a bit narrow, this little road going up. A bit twisty. There we go. Cathedral car park. Well, I can feel the heat coming through now. A fella in his Audi Q5. Around the bus station. Lots of people out this morning. Market Cross Jewellers, where my wife bought me a watch for my birthday. I don't know why I'm indicating, it's a one way, you can only go left. Opposite the new Subway shop. Shop. Foodery. Shop. Into the marketplace. Lots of people out. Car, it's very, very busy here. Let's indicate. Oh, no. They're just going to drive out. Let's indicate right. Go around the marketplace. road to Grandma's. Michael Jackson. So I was thinking the other day that with these binaural mics in my ears, if I'm I keep getting chills down my spine with these mics in my ears. Sometimes you need to get a little finger in there and wiggle. I was thinking that, you know, sometimes you're gonna have to keep your head still, aren't you, to get the true effect of like something going past from left to right. Because if you're following it, so if I'm looking at it as it's passing me from left to right, then the sound would be marginally central as you listen to it. But we'll have to test that out. I'm really excited for having them, actually. Really excited. There's that young girl who was working in Super okay, so what's that noise? Radio. Yes. Let's listen to Stray FM from Harrogate. Invariably, I would have lost my place now, my parking space. Beautiful, bright morning. I'm ready for Levenses. That's all you do when you're off, don't you? Just eat. If you're not doing anything, of course. We haven't really done anything. I need to get out. So I'm still planning to do the Yorkshire Three Peaks. I was saying to Sarah that I'd have to go by myself, leave at like 6 a.m. to drive for about an hour and a... Let's just round it off to an hour and a half and to get going. So that I don't really want to finish in the dark. I'd rather, you know, start in the dark. Still dark here at 8 o'clock this morning. Come on, lights, what's going on? Yeah, it's still dark here, 8 o'clock this morning. Let's go. Oh, somebody's pinched me space. Bugger. Oh no, they haven't. Not bugger. Oh, have they? Let's have a look. Nope, they haven't. Well, I'll have my space back, thanks very much. Now, high curb on the left. Tyres just hit it. Problem is, this car's quite long, as I've just mentioned. So, there's some push bikes coming down. Always check your mirrors before you get out of the car. There we go. Walk back down to the clock tower, which is about 100 metres away. Oh, I'm just reading Facebook posts here. It's only 10:44 and 68 people have posted on my timeline. Michael, my brother-in-law, Sarah's brother. Happy birthday, Richard. Looking forward to spending the day with you. It's really nice. His wife. Stacey is, she works in a pub. She works all the time, like, all the time, like, I don't know why. She works like 12 till 5 and then 8 till midnight or 3 in the morning. Morning. Hi. Feels nice to see you coming up. Hello to the people, isn't it? Cycling. Should have taken this bloody box of glass around as well. Forgot about that. And tomorrow, playing Minecraft. Now addicted to Minecraft. In the hallway for okay.
All one word, all one word, out, one word, out, one word, out.